说话，更不想看海，不想说话，更不想看海，不想说话，更不想看海，不想说话，更不想看海。冷藏的火把像我般存在，冷藏的火把像我般存在，冷藏的火把像我般存在。别哭了，你的藏着一首诗，我吞下他们手里笔和纸变成了我能想象的的事，不只是我和你不见掩饰，我怀疑我从没有真的睡醒一次。如果有一个灯只存在我出生时，我只想快乐，我只想快乐，我应该可以改变。
This was just for the week. Thank you for this hour. I wish you receive some blessed rain landing on your forehead this coming week, and for your skies to be washed in luck.
Yeah. Airing on Asheville FM 103.3 LPFM in Asheville, this is The Final Straw Radio, a weekly anarchist and anti-authoritarian broadcast and podcast emanating out of occupied Chalagi land in southern Appalachia. We bring you voices and perspectives from projects and struggles all around the world, and you can find our archives, transcripts, ways to follow us and support us at thefinalstrawradio.noblogs.org. This week we're sharing an interview we did with a couple of smart friends about the question, what would those of us who rely on signal encrypted messaging do if the service were disabled in the U.S.? First up, all participants in this discussion agree that signal is amazing and always getting better, so this is not a takedown of that app or its developers, but the buds do think that the weakest point for signal is the centralization of infrastructure with U.S.-based companies. My friends did some thinking and research and put together a website called signal-contingency-plan.info and made a zine discussing it and what they consider the best alternative for the needs that they have, which is an app called Delta Chat. For this discussion, they'll talk about how encrypted apps work, what works great about Signal, some ups and downs of other encrypted chat apps, and how folks might rebound if Signal got choked out in this manner. As a reminder, at the end of 2024, large parts of the region that I'm in lost cellular and internet service, and it came back in starts and staggers over a number of months. Similar to running in potable water, roads, and other infrastructure that we rely on, so our hope in this conversation is that people will consider threat modeling to develop social plans for contingency and alternative setups for infrastructures that we rely on. Check our show notes for links of interest. Could you please introduce yourselves however you'd like and say a little bit about your background with technology?
Yeah, sure thing. So I'm Fanny. It started with graph and calculator programming in middle school for me, which is pretty classic for people my age. I got into Linux and open source software in college. I got into running community tech infrastructure a little later through helping a local project with their website. I ended up going into a career in tech doing infrastructure, and I eventually decided to leave corporate tech forever, hopefully, during this current AI era. And I've continued to do community tech infrastructure since then.
Yeah, and I'm Mary. I'm more of a Luddite who got into programming through spreadsheets, which naturally led to the Lisp family of languages and open source software. I've done software development in corporate tech as well, and kind of also have left in the AI era and have been doing community tech infrastructure and cosplaying as a sysadmin since then.
Sounds like really fun cosplaying.
Yeah, it is.
Oh boy.
So we're here to speak about the website Signal Contingency Plan. So first things first, what is your problem with Signal Encrypted Messenger?
We don't have a problem with Signal. Sorry, Mary.
Signal is great. Everyone should use it. If you're not using it, the encryption is good. We're already on Signal. Thank you for the leading question. but... you know, Signal is a messaging tool, and like most tools, there are strengths and drawbacks. And some of the drawbacks of Signal are its centralization, which in this case means that it's easier for a state actor to block access to Signal. In addition to that, the Signal Foundation is a legal entity based in the U.S. jurisdiction and runs on infrastructure that is owned by U.S. companies, most of which have a track record of complicity with, you know, the current nascent fascist project. So no problem with Signal, but we are considering a kind of disaster preparedness framework for what if Signal is blocked.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because, you know, I saw this article in The Guardian that says the FBI spied on Signal group chat of immigration activists, records reveal for this court watch group. But my understanding is that the issue wasn't that Signal was compromised. It was that an FBI agent got added to the group chat.
Yeah. Yeah, this is pretty much always the situation whenever there's like a news article about like so-and-so spies on Signal users. It's a Fed was in the group chat. So, you know, Signal can't really protect against that.
If there was a patch that got rid of Feds, maybe we would be able to move beyond this problem.
Yes. Yeah. That'd be a great patch.
You mentioned it getting blocked in the U.S. How could that happen and why would it be? Hasn't there been media coverage of Signal security being so good that even the government employees use it while they decry the public's ability to encrypt messages and then have them disappear?
Yeah, totally. So I'm going to talk about the blocking mechanisms in the U.S. and then I think Mary might maybe expand a little bit more on that, like usage of Signal by the U.S. government. But so first I want to say we wrote a zine about this and there's a link to the zine on the website, signalcontingencyplan.info. And yeah, so you should definitely check that out. But so at a high level, Signal could get blocked in the U.S. by the U.S. government forcing Signal's providers to turn it off. And this is different than what has happened with previous blocks by other states in the past. So in the past, typically when Signal has been blocked, it's been by a state that physically controls the internet. And so two good examples are Iran and China, where I think that Signal is still blocked today. And so in both of these countries, outgoing internet connections, anyone sending it, trying to connect to something outside of that country, their network connection must go through hardware that the government physically controls. And so they can just turn off connections to Signal themselves. They don't have to ask an intermediary to do it. They have, you know, unilateral ability to censor in that way. And so this is really different than the situation in the US. The US government can't just unilaterally turn off individual people's network connections as they leave the country. They just don't have that physical control of the medium of the internet. And so what we sort of explore more in the zine is like, how would it look for Signal to get blocked in the US? Because it would be through legal means. And so Signal, like pretty much all like world scale apps, especially apps that like have real-time communication as part of what people use them for, Signal uses Google Cloud and Amazon Cloud and Microsoft Cloud to run its servers. And this is because those tech giants are really the only companies that have enough compute power to be able to run an app that is the scale of the entire world. And so not only, like Mary said previously, not only is the Signal Foundation itself based in the US, and this means that, you know, the US DOJ could just come after the Signal Foundation directly, but also all of the companies that own the computers that Signal runs on are based in the US. The US DOJ can come after them. Signal also relies on Cloudflare, another tech giant that's a little bit lesser known by people outside of tech. Signal relies on Cloudflare for doing DNS resolution, for making signal.org work. And Cloudflare runs the .gov TLD. Cloudflare is super embedded with the US government. And, you know, the US government could just ask them to turn off signal.org. And so the vulnerability that Signal has to getting blocked in the US is about the US government coming after the US-based companies that Signal relies on to run its infrastructure, or coming after the Signal Foundation itself. Yeah, and I don't know. Sorry, that was kind of a lot. So if you have any follow-up questions, please chime in.
Oh, no, that makes sense. And these are a lot of the same tech giants that have been attending fundraisers for the destruction and rebuilding of the East Wing into a ballroom and, you know, attending the Trump administration to taking the knee to the current administration in a lot of instances, right? So it's even
literally
or throwing money at it, even if there wasn't a, you know, axe over them saying you need to shut this off, they might just do it on their own.
That's interesting. And that, like, we've really tried not to speculate too much, but like, I mean, it feels to me like that is possible, but, you know, we sat down and we're basically like, can Signal get blocked? We don't actually know. Let's try to figure out whether or not it's possible. And our conclusion was, yes, it definitely is. How likely is it? No idea. Like, the question of how likely it is feels like a much more sort of squishy political question. And we are technologists. That's not our specialization. We just wanted to answer the question of, like, it's been blocked in China. Could it happen in the US? And we concluded yes, but through very different means. And so, yeah, don't know how likely it is. But, I mean, it feels possible to me. Yeah.
And it's worth saying for completeness that Signal does have strategies that it uses in places where it is blocked. Folks might be familiar with Signal proxies, which are servers that, you know, people like, you know, anti-fascist technologists or what have you can run to help get around some of the ways that Signal is blocked in other places. It's hard to know exactly how Signal might be blocked. We simply know that it is the case. And even if we could reestablish connection to Signal's network, there would be some lag time depending on how that block occurred, which lever the admin used.
Mary, do you want to talk about the the sort of, well, doesn't the government use this resource? Would it be in their interest to do such a thing? Question.
Absolutely. And there's kind of some good news and bad news here. You know, I do think this is some points against a proactive block by some of Signal's service providers, because members of the U.S. government do use Signal, and the U.S. security state does recommend Signal for both government employees and private citizens for many different specific use cases. And as an aside, this has been the source of some kind of bad faith criticism of Signal, as, you know, this is a project that's received the Fed's stamp of approval or what have you. But I think some of the reporting that we saw around the summer can kind of provide some insight into what's going on here. Listeners might remember something that was called the Signal clone being hacked after a reporter got a photo of a member of the Trump admin's unlocked phone. And I love 404 Media's reporting, but I think that terminology of Signal clone is a little bit misleading, because what was being used and what is used by many, many members of the government is actually a clone of the front end application. So Signal's back end servers are still being used by government employees, but there is this company called Telemessage that runs a copy of Signal's front end app, which is open source, and they add additional code that takes unencrypted messages on the device of the, you know, the government employee and sends those unencrypted messages to a server controlled by Telemessage. This only works because they're using Signal's front end code. So if you're familiar with the concept of a man in the middle, this is kind of like man in the middle as a service. And the reason they do this is to comply with public records legislation. So, you know, even though they're government members who are using Signal, they have to circumvent Signal's encryption in some way and when they choose to abide by that public records legislation. Of course, when they don't want that, when they want to hide their communications from scrutiny, they simply use the normal Signal front end app and invite random editors from The Atlantic into their group chats.
As you do.
Yeah.
As you do.
Whomst among us.
Yeah.
So yeah, the lesson here is that Signal is valuable for members of the US government, but when they are incentivized to evade scrutiny, they can use other tools. They can use Signal's front end app without that, you know, telemessage, man in the middle thing going on, or they can use other encrypted apps. You know, Signal is in the place that it is, partly on the strength of its encryption, but also partly on its feature set and its familiarity. And just as we can choose to use other encrypted tools to evade repression, state actors can use other encrypted tools to evade scrutiny.
So then it's not that the U.S. government is operating or having a company on their behalf running a fork of Signal in like back end also, or the full stack. It's just this front end archiving process, and then it gets sent through the encrypted messaging at the back end. So at the public records, right? So if Signal did go down, they wouldn't have access to that back end. Am I understanding that right?
Yeah, that exactly. And we kind of had to dig a little bit to like figure out exactly what was going on with this, you know, quote unquote Signal clone that was so widely reported at the time. But yeah, the version of it that they were existing, if the Signal backend went down, it wouldn't work anymore.
I understand that there's a lot of infrastructure in, as you've put it, like running the back end of it, which is why it has to be like spread across these huge tech giant companies. Since it is an app that gets audited frequently or has been audited, the code for it is out there. Some iterations of the code is out there. So could someone, if they had the infrastructure, actually host a fork of Signal, as far as you understand?
Yeah, so we looked into some too. And so the answer is theoretically yes, like literally yes, that is possible. Practically, I could not find anyone who's written online publicly in the last you know, 5 or more years about successfully running the Signal like backend infrastructure themselves, with maybe the exception of running it locally on their personal development machine to like test, to like run tests against it. So like the open source code for both the client and the server, you know, has tests. And so, but unlike something like DeltaChat or something like an XMPP server, Signal, the organization, does not release like a clear guide for how to run the Signal backend, quote unquote, in production. So like running your own alternative Signal instance is not something that's been done. It's theoretically possible. And notably, I think that if the US government decided that they wanted to do that for themselves, they could figure it out because they have the time and resources. We just like, you know, regular technologists do not have the time and resources to figure out how to do that, especially when like other stuff that works right now exists.
So what is this contingency plan that I've heard so much about?
Yeah, so I originally came up with the term contingency plan. It was kind of just like what I named this website when I originally wanted to start promoting the idea of like having everyone prepare for a Signal block. And I kind of regret the choice of contingency plan. Maybe I've just seen the phrase so much now that it doesn't mean anything to me anymore. But point being, the contingency plan that we are promoting is get set up on DeltaChat, which is an encrypted chat alternative to Signal. Get set up on it beforehand, get connected with friends right now, and continue using Signal. And so yeah, that's DeltaChat is the contingency.
And what is DeltaChat?
So DeltaChat is a application that uses the Chatmail protocol to send encrypted messages via email as a transport layer. The choice of email is really interesting, and we'll get into some of the details about that. But from the user perspective, it's worth like kind of putting that to the side for the moment, because the way most email works is really not applicable to the way that DeltaChat is built on top of this Chatmail protocol.
Obviously, email's been out there for a while. And it's been said like that the proposal here is not for everyone to jump ship on Signal. But yeah, why do you consider DeltaChat to be a nice alternative or a nice like backup plan?
As we've like explored other means of communication for a possible Signal block, all of the like contingency chat apps we've looked at, we've decided have to have some properties. Some of them are like really concrete and easy to say yes or no on, you know.
City boy! Fuck the piss! Choice of freedom! Oh boy! Oh hey! City boy! Hey there! Revolutionary!
harm this brother, because we love him. Finger sandwich, sandwiches, crystal cabinets, wait, niggas act crack, manage. Slang bang and be like a daughter full of cameras, yo. Correction on the phone, can't handle it, switch code lingo. Counting the profits, so when we broke the mingle, hoes mingle. Niggas, bitches coming in rows like bingo, making toes single. She just wanna have fun like Cindy Lauper. My Dominican plug looking at me like he gon' sing with chocolate. Swing the vodka, bring the whiz doctor. Counting up the profits, we gon' split proper. Put the brick in front of the kickbox, shit chop the movements. Always being according to the mathematical laws and principles. I'm making two out of one, it's identical, yo. You niggas talk a lot of your interviews. Caught giant squid tentacles. Fuck talking, I'm out here mixing chemicals, yo. Yeah, safe houses, cake make about a thousand. Hey, yo, safe houses, cake make about a cutting base like Prada. Rock sit black, four bases, major forsaken. Chase haters coming out of touch with science. Shit, every bomb dropping, stay atomic. Survive later, be honest. Niggas better pray to Muhammad, play the game on it. Harmless niggas see me and I promise it's elite. Can tell the predator, found his target, shoot him while he makes a lie. Later, 85 idiot, head down on carpets. Be snitching to bring it down on charges. Walk around limits, now I'm on a suit made out of sharp fade, dark wind, dug money knocked in, park the banks. Ballin' with minimal top spin. You wasn't with us, bust shots to the gym, plenty options. Chances are funny, niggas gotta slam. I got garbled in bank blick, it's bombardment. Take the niggas out just like garbage, man. Hit a deep end, you ready to fall and swim. 10 shots hit the charlatan. Or the penny pinch, begging and bargaining, y'all. Fuck out of here, nigga. Safe houses, cake make about a thousand. Yeah. Safe houses, cake make about a thousand.
Hey yo, hey yo. Hey yo, race getting dusty. Don't nobody love me like my kids and my junkies. Some niggas live, some niggas wasn't lucky. Model bitches wanna fuck me. Rub my feet, chef me wagyu. Japanese dinner, wide leg. Shit sabu, sweetest taboo. Headshot, face ragu. You ain't never got G-Wag, she sent from Matthew. You lacking. Wales Bonner gloves on the maxi. Switches on the strap. It's the law, this won't come back. And if we do, we back. My main fiend, a white boy, long hair, blue eyes, we call him Jesus Crack. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bullets through ya. He cleared the plate, turned into Luca. Tesla Jeep, playing Grand Poopa.
Get a single from the hot, youngest single of the stunt. A 40 and a blunt, that's all she really wants. But she'll spin your papes and she'll use it for your plastic. And if you swing your F, you better wear a prophylactic. Cause things are getting drastic. Push up in the wrong one, you end up in the casket.
For God so loved the world, he gave us dope. Gave us dope. For God so loved the world, he gave us cocaine. Gave us cocaine. Dope man, dope man, dope man. Oh. Die rich, live fast. 9 bricks in the stash. Dope man, they screaming dope man. For God so loved the world, he gave us cocaine. Whoa.
water with a dream. Take communion on the stove, remember me. This office Bentley seats. I sign my name in cursive on the key. I got to work for cheap. Ran through a Herschel Walker speed. He hit the glass, his heart almost burst into peace. I feel like Jesus leaving Nemes. The Balenciaga's blood burgundy. Just get the birds to me. These kilos got us lit. We went electric. Stand my blocks with the Tesla T. What's action to me when they shoot the driver's side and you die crawling out the passenger seat? That boy elite, eyes closed, trapped in my sleep. I brush my teeth with Ace of Spade. I spit champagne in the sea. Diamond every link, courtesy of Slime, courtesy of Johnny Dang.
Johnny Dang!
Tell them niggas playing with my name. I said they pussy.
Nigga, you pussy.
Look where my rookie season took me. 7 bricks to book me. I went Mookie Blaylock, picked up 10 birds in Atlanta. Magic with the arm and hammer. I got PTSD from the fed cameras. Playing Fred Hammond in the Lambo. I be everywhere you can't go. You don't love Michelle, bitch, stand on it.
For God so loved the world, he gave us dope. Gave us dope.
For God so loved the world, he gave us cocaine.
Gave us cocaine.
Dope man, dope man, dope man. Got rich, live fast. 9 bricks in the stash. Dope man, they screaming dope man. For God so loved the world, he gave us cocaine.
Freestyle for y'all. Y'all ready? Y'all ready? You ready,
First
Perry?
Time ever. We've already hit basket.
Right now? Tell me, Perry, what's up? Huh?
On occasions I be blazing. Hell fucking raising. You know this paper, never I be chasing. Paper fucking chasers, chasing all this paper. Black bull with a black goddamn shoddy. Big bull with a homicide body. Thug nigga with a gentleman swag. Mentality, I gotta get a bag. A